Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST. Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio. Everyone's got a little rat boy in them.
Welcome to the penultimate episode of the Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Against the Giants. Previously.
You can have it for the taste of fresh blood.
Okie doke. I'll do my little jig around and then, like, land with one knee down and my neck wide open to him.
Ta-da!
What happens if a fella is to stand on the circle when it comes back?
You'd be crushed. Killed.
Okay.
I put out my hand for
he
the
gives
stone.
Gives you the
stone. No. Into my top pocket.
I'll take it. Tee-hee! And then I'll tumble forward.
The Saiyan warriors move past Adam. He does not oppose them.
Well, all right.
And
that's interesting.
Has Adam remembered where we came from?
Adam turns around and attacks Shalendra.
Oh.
Why? She says.
All right.
Adam walks up to the wall that you're on, Zamet, looks up at you, hefts the scimitar you gave him in both hands, and throws it at you.
I'll be your loyal whatever you want. Literally, you want a dog? I'll be your dog.
One of the Saiyan warriors puts a hand on your shoulder, and for a brief moment, you think you're about to be fine. And then he stabs it back into the back of your head.
Jerk.
You see, the last thing is that woman in the room approaching Adam, putting a hand on his shoulder and saying, good, now kill yourself.
How do me and Do should do that?
One by one, the Saiyan warriors go to each of you and cut your heads off.
Plumbing boys,
zero.
Still a zero. D&D, Dungeons & Dragons, 5?
In the area, in the county, if you will, this local area, mm-hmm. There have been multiple attacks made by giants. They've been getting rowdier and rowdier.
No good.
It's been disrupting trade, harassing locals. People have died, basically.
That's sad.
Oh.
This is a...
By giants?
Oh.
People have been dying.
Oh, that's sad. White.
This adventure module was originally published in 1981, so there's actually no preamble.
20 years ago, wow. You...
to the day. 20 years ago when we released this.
Yeah,
that's the time of release. There's not a lot of preamble.
Yeah.
The adventure literally begins with you find a cave nearby one of the giant strongholds that you can use as a resupply base if you want.
I imagine that this adventure started because all of us, much like a very sick cat, were looking for a cave to go die in.
Yes, absolutely.
Sometimes they just do it in tall grass, as I discovered to my horror once when I was 16.
Oh my God. That's grim.
Tall grass, cave's better.
Cave better, but no cave in Australia. Wow, boys, cave in Australia.
I hear there's this burial cave we can go to if we need to.
We all got very sick, I guess. Our stats mean that I guess we were born sick.
I imagine
you
a
could
witch's
have become,
curse.
Yeah, you could have become this sick.
We were adventurers that got wrong.
Well, I have, Adam, in my equipment, a talking doll. Can that be where I put a witch's soul? That's why I'm so sick.
Can that be why you put a witch's...
Where I put a witch's soul? You know?
What?
First
off, what we were saying was the same thing. You're just adding an extra word. Second off, what?
Like I trapped a witch's soul in
and
the
then
talking
she cursed
doll.
You.
Yeah, in the process.
You what? No.
As she went into the doll. in the time, in the 5 second window.
Yeah. You can pretend that, but it's not true.
Because I have a pearl of power and I like to imagine it's like a monkey paw.
Oh, that's good.
Like I got the pearl of power, but it sucked all my power.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, what about if the talking doll is trying to slowly steal my essence to become a real boy?
You can pretend that, but it's not true.
I reckon it is.
Why do I have this talking doll then?
Would you like to know what? Well, it's just an item I gave you. I thought you'd have fun, and clearly you
I'm trying.
But you won't let us out.
Yes, and Adam.
No, but. Okay,
what does it do then?
Are you ready?
Yes.
You've calmed
down?
I'm
sitting patiently.
Have you laughed all your sillies away?
Yes.
While this stuffed doll is within 5 feet of you, you can spend a short rest telling it to say up to 6 phrases, none of which can be more than 6 words long, and a set condition under which the doll speaks each phrase. You can also replace old phrases with new ones. Whatever the condition, it must occur within 5 feet of the doll to make it speak. For example, when someone picks up the doll, it might say, "I want a piece of candy." The doll's phrases are lost when your attunement to the doll ends.
Can I have a pen? I'm going to write down the phrases.
All right.
I'd like to imagine that when I'm not adventuring, I do a traveling act with a ventriloquist dummy. But really, I just place my hand on its back and it says the phrases. First phrase I'm thinking of is "a crow took my penis."
Yep.
Perfect phrase.
All right. Well, that's all I need to know.
Okay. That's good.
All right. You do have 2 other items.
I notice I have Lightbringer. Is that just a hot sword?
It's a mace.
Oh. Hot mace.
Hot mace then, yeah, whatever.
It's a +1 mace. The head of the mace is shaped like a sunburst and made of solid brass. The weapon glows as a torch when its wielder commands. While glowing, it does an extra d6 radiant damage to undead creatures.
Okay. And what's my third magic item?
Potion of Fire Breath.
Well, that's pretty simple.
Mm. Self-explanatory, really.
Eat the potion.
Breathe the fire.
Get sick from all the glass.
Okay, so
I'm going to be shitting wrong for years.
So I have a pearl of power.
Your potion of fire breath has 3 doses. Just letting you know. And Zamet, yes, you have a pearl of power. The pearl of power allows you to, you speak a command word, and then you can regain up to a 3rd level spell slot.
Cool, I'm a fighter. That
yeah, rules. You do have spell slots though, because intelligence was the only stat you were good at. If I may remind you, your strength is 7, your dexterity is 7, your constitution is 3, because that's the lowest I could put in.
Yes.
So you have an armor class of 12.
Okay.
You have 66 hit points. The best I could do for you was to make you a bad wizard.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess,
You also have a restorative ointment.
Zamet,
which it has 4 doses.
Okay.
And using one of the doses restores 2d8 plus 2 hit points, removes the poisoned or disease condition.
Cool. All right, I want to be applying that to my back as we're climbing a hill.
Yeah. All right, you lose a dose for no clear benefit.
Ooh, so I have a...
I've just got a sore back.
Yeah.
In addition, Zamet, you also have the dread helm, which makes your eyes glow red while you wear it. Dusha?
Great.
Anything else?
No. Dusha, what would you like to know about your character?
Well, I mean, clearly I'm cheeky and mysterious because I have a hat of disguise and a deck of illusions.
Ooh.
Hat of disguise, I remember what it does. I can put it on and become whomever I want.
You may disguise your appearance to look like...
I'm going to disguise myself as Jackson's talking doll and constantly threaten him.
You can't change your size or basic shape. You can make yourself. You can make your facial features look different.
Oh, what are you? I'm a dragonborn.
Oh, I'm a gnome. And I'm about as big as the talking doll.
I'm a halfling.
You also, Dusher, have a deck of illusions.
I don't know what that does.
So,
illusions, presumably, but I'm not sure of what variety.
The deck of illusions has 34 cards in total. When you draw a card, depending on what the card is, a different illusion appears. They are only ever illusions, so they will never be really helpful in combat unless you want to use them as a distraction, basically. If the illusion moves too far from the deck, it disappears. Too far from the deck being 120 feet, which functionally for the next hour that we'll be playing this will probably just not come up.
And I've got a mystery key, yes, mystery key.
You do not actually really control the illusion, just letting you know. Whatever you draw acts as if it were a real one of those illusions. So, for example, you could draw and get a goblin. If you get the goblin, it acts like a goblin. You don't actually control the illusion. Although you could get something like a knight, and you might be able to ask the knight things and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Let's play poker with them.
Yeah.
Once you draw a card, it is useless.
Yeah.
Let's play poker.
It cannot be used a second time.
That's fine.
How many in the deck?
34.
Let's play poker.
All right then. So you also have
mystery Dusha. Key.
Yes, you have a mystery key.
Ooh. Opens a box.
No,
done.
It has a 5% chance to open any lock.
Oh, that's pretty then cool.
5% is low.
Then it is.
I got a 5% chance of getting hit by a car right now.
Then it disappears.
So one use.
5% chance to unlock any lock, but then it disappears.
Okay.
Tie a string around it, dude. Then it's not going to go anywhere.
It only disappears if it actually unlocks the thing, though.
Oh. Yeah.
Can you stack the odds? So if you unlock a door, it doesn't work. Can you take it out and then try again?
I would say no. If it fails, it fails.
I hate this key.
Just letting you know, so far, my talking doll will say, a crow took my penis, stop eyeballing me, motherfucker, call the police, I'm dying, and oh, my chafed ass.
You need to set a condition.
If you touch us back.
Oh, okay. So the condition is same for all six of them.
Yeah.
It's a bad
So it will say all joke. Six of those things when you touch its back.
Yeah. Our lives are in order. The crow took, let's try it.
May I remind you, you have several fingers. You can designate a different thing to each finger.
Well, let's just try and see how it sounds. I'll say, oh, my chafed ass. You can say, a crow took my penis, Dusha, and Zamet, you can say, call the police, I'm dying. 3, 2, 1, Oh my chafed ass! That's good. People will be so impressed by my vocal range.
A crow took my penis. Oh, my chafed ass.
Yeah. Mm. All things that happen to me in real life.
Also with you is the high elf wizard Adam Cannavale.
Okay.
He has.
My name's Raymond Thorne.
I'm Chris Sparkle.
And I'm Chad Ball.
I'm pretty sure from memory when we did character creation, you were Forrest Barlow.
He has an item
Forrest
called.
Forrest Barlow.
Kid, please, I'm trying to explain something.
Yeah. Forrest Barlow has, yeah.
Yes.
No, Adam.
Yeah, yeah, Forrest.
Forrest Barlow has, sure.
Has a item called the Nightcaller, which once every 7 days allows him to animate dead as the spell.
That'll be useful.
Yeah. He has a robe of useful items, which allows him to draw several obviously useful items, such as a dagger, a lantern, a mirror, rope, or a sack.
Oh.
In addition, at GM's discretion, it can draw some other things, which we'll see.
Oh, you're in control of that.
Yeah, so. That's very true. Finally, he has a scribe's pen. The pen can be used to write on any surface. You decide whether the writing is visible or invisible, but the writing is always visible to a person with the mark of scribbling, which is another item that Adam does not have. Any creature with the mark of scribbling can use an action to touch the invisible writing, making it visible to all. If you use the pen to write on a creature that is in a construct, the writing fades after 7 days. Adam has absolutely written something on each of you. He made it invisible, though.
So, Adam, where is this cave? Like, what's its surrounding areas?
It's less of a cave and more just an overhang, essentially. There's not a lot of protection from the elements here, or unless the elements are wind blowing in one direction.
Oh, that might knock us over. Surrounded by, trees? Like, is it kind
you
of
are
like...
in a forest, yes.
Okay, cool. So we got him saying forest, so we can edit that real easy so that every time you talk, that's all I wanted. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Zamet, you really think you're going to do that?
I'll do it. I don't care.
Yeah, I'll edit it. Whatever.
Yeah, as if.
I was going to get him to say bar and low. And we're good.
Would you say that the bar is low for us
today? Would you say, absolutely. But answer it in the form of a question.
I would absolutely say that, yes.
Look at it. He'll at one point say, highs or lows, you get ready to get rid of the zoo. We just need bar in there.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam. Continue.
You're very welcome.
That was clever.
So, were there anything else you want to know about your characters?
No, I'm pretty good.
I know all I need to know about Chad, Forrest, and...
Raymond.
Raymond and...
Chris.
Chris Sparkles, Raymond...
Thornhill.
Chad Ball.
Forrest Barlow.
And Forrest Barlow.
Yep. As we're walking, I have a horn, so I'll be playing that.
Yeah, great.
Good.
Is it a horn? Yeah, I don't think it's the kind of horn you can play. It's one long, continuous. A crow took my penis. Are we taking Zabit into the cave to die? I'll ask that to the group.
We're going.
You know where the hill giant stronghold is. It's not far from here.
Okay. Well, that's as good a place to die as any.
We're all frail and cursed.
Well, we've all lived a pretty good adventuring lifestyle, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Usually I have a boy to carry me, but don't like using my own legs.
Well, I'm not strong or clever, so... All right, let's go.
For a wizard of his level, Adam is doing pretty well.
Who's told us to go kill these giants, or are we just doing as the goodness of
the
our
giants
hearts?
Are like a, I like to think, are like a sweet bonus. Like, Zamet's like, I'm dying, and we're like, well, okay, we'll take you somewhere to die, like an old sick cat. And we're like, we know there's these caves, and then we get there, we're like, aren't these caves where the fucking giant son of a bitch?
No, I've never been punched in the face by a giant.
Well, yeah, it's better to die getting punched by a giant than just from being very sick, so.
It's better to die by the fist of a giant than to live on your knees sick.
Yeah absolutely.
Die standing, getting punched in the face, than serving in heaven?
Yeah, on my knees.
Yeah.
Sick. All right.
So I guess we walk in.
Yeah.
Here we go, boys.
Final adventure.
A nice death hole for us. Imagine. No, actually, look, all jokes aside.
Yeah.
I reckon we've got this.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't imagine my character is sick and dying and coming for a place to die.
We're taking Joel Zammert to die, and then we will conquer the dungeon and win.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, it's probably sundown as you approach hill giant fortress.
I've heard the giants can't see in darkness, so this is good for us.
Eyes too big. Let's head in. It's good. What I quite like about any place less ruined is that Adam's character often clearly has a head on his shoulders. He's on the ball, but for some reason he comes anyway. Every version of Adam has just been a glutton for punishment, I guess.
Glutton for punishment and a vessel of hatred for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's Shanghai.
We tricked him.
Although, now, like, it makes sense when you were like a hill ogre or whatever, but, you know, we're like halfling gnome and a dragon.
Well, I sort of, in my mind, my head canon is that it's always been that, like, Adam has some plan where eventually down the line he'll betray us for Mondo Big Bucks. It's just that in every place slash ruin he never gets to that point.
He betrayed us at one point, but then he got hung.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Justice.
The hill giant stronghold has, like, there's a path that leads to its front door.
Great.
You could walk around and have a look if you wanted to, or, yeah, you could just...
Hello!
Adam gestures for... Zamet, are you at the front of the group?
Oh, me. I mean, Day-Day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
all right. If all three of you are up the front, then Adam doesn't
Chad.
Care to do anything.
Yeah. Raymond and Chad up front.
Yeah. All right. Adam looks like he was about to gesture for you guys to go ahead, but then you just did. All right, cool.
One step ahead of you.
I'm going to put on my hat of disguise and disguise myself as a giant.
You can't.
Yes, no, disguise. I can. I'll look like a giant, but it'll just be my head.
No, you actually can't make yourself look like a giant.
But he can
you
change
can
his face,
you can make yourself look like
right?
another human. You can only look... You can't look like another race.
So he can just look like another halfling. Look like a halfling that looks like a giant.
Yeah. I look like another halfling that looks like a giant.
Like, if you saw that halfling, you'd be like, wow, that cunt looks... He's like a giant.
Can we just...
Probably wouldn't call him a cunt. Yeah. You don't know him.
Can we just push open the door, see if it's open?
It is open, but you have knocked first, so the door is opened for you.
Oh,
hello?
So rather than knock, okay.
Two very drunk, slightly dazed-looking giants look at you.
Fuck
and
your
then we'll
big.
Go to initiative.
Oh, fuck your boy. Big. You're a big boy.
I'm one of you.
Well, that cunt looks like a giant. I'm sorry.
I don't know you. I've called you a cunt.
That's rude of me. That fellow looks like a giant.
All right.
Rubbing this restorative ointment into my gums.
Yeah, good.
They're diseased.
I'm dying.
He's sick.
His tooth fell out.
We're bringing him here so you can kill him, I guess.
And then we're going to kill you and conquer this giant hole.
Ah,
Adam says. Says who? Forrest.
Yeah,
Forrest
says.
Adam casts.
He's losing his mind a bit. Yeah, that's why he's here.
Adam casts a spell, and both of the hill giants need to make a saving throw as a swirling vortex of cold energy appears before them.
Well, my body is falling apart.
His
mind is.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Weekend, shall we say?
And my genitals.
Mm. Oh, the crow bit one off.
Yeah.
Bit one off.
He's got a couple.
The crow bit went off and then I chafed my ass on a rock and I was like, this would make a great ventriloquist bit.
Both of them. What's your other phrase?
Stop eyeballing me, motherfucker, and
the cops.
Call the police, I'm dying. That's just one, that's just like a safety one.
Yeah.
If I can't scream it, I can touch my doll and my doll will say it. Except it'll also say all the other lines.
Both of them fail their saving throws and take 21 points of damage each.
Golly.
This is easy.
Yeah. We could.
Joel Zammett's not going to be able to die. Raymond's not going to be able to die.
Yeah, that's so sad. We got to kill Raymond. The quest to kill Raymond.
Then it is Chad Ball's turn.
All right. Chad.
Come on, Chad boy.
So.
Chadwick Ballsman.
I got a longbow.
I wouldn't.
Adam, my strength.
You can take
is,
a 5 foot step back.
I've got -4 strength. I might as well shake their hand if I'm going to swing a sword at them.
You're a purple dragon knight, aren't you?
Do you get so spells?
You have like an ability that
you
gives
disguise
us all
self
something
from your hat, and that's it.
Fine.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
I guess I'll hit him with a...
You can try to melee him, but if you want to use a ranged weapon, you should take a 5 foot step back.
I'll step back 5 feet, fire crossbow, aim for his eye.
All right.
Longbow, not crossbow, sorry.
Chad, you take a step back and you let loose with the longbow. Do you want to take... There's two of them standing side by side. One, if we're using cardinal directions, one to the north, one to the south. Do you have a preference?
South.
South, I think you hit.
Yes. All right. Well
Chad
done.
Ball.
You
Chad
did Ball.
-3. Maximum damage.
Hey!
You deal 5 points of damage.
Fucking cop that, idiot.
What's he gonna do now, the motherfucker?
An absolute... He looks like prick in
He's
front of his mate.
He's probably crying there.
Oh, yeah,
big
dude.
Arrow in his stupid head.
And then it is Raymond, your turn.
All right. Can I just breathe my... dragon breath on them. Maybe to vomit as well.
Yeah, good.
That's you sure can. They both need to make a constitution saving throw.
It's DC cold damage, eight. So chilly
both
vomit.
Of, yeah. Both of them pass.
Oh.
Cool. Oh. Sweet, dude.
Half damage, and the damage is 4d6.
Hey.
Hey, that's big. That's big.
You deal even more cold damage to them. 5 damage each.
Yes. And then I will take a 5-step foot backwards so I'm behind our good friend Chris.
Yeah, man. Don't you worry. I got us now.
But I'm also a coward.
Yeah. You want to die, but not now. You got to wait for the perfect moment.
All right. It's the Hill Giants' turn. They have only one person that they can attack.
Is it me, Chris yes. Sparkle?
One of them takes a 5-foot step forward. But yeah, both of them are now going to just really ruin your day.
Could I have action searched?
You could have. on your neck. Well, all right, fine. You can action surge now.
What does Ray of Frost do?
Ray of Frost.
Will that hit both of them?
No, it's a ray. You can only hit one of them and do 3d8 damage if you hit.
Okay. I'll action surge and I'll chill frost touch.
All right.
A bugalug. Maybe the same one with the arrow in its eye.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah.
Then I'll take that sneaky behind Chris Sparkle.
Yeah, don't you worry.
Action surge done for the game.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
We're not sleeping, right?
Which one, Trey, are you attacking? The north
one
or south?
The one that got the stupid arrow in its stupid face.
Yeah, the dumb-looking one.
Yeah.
Combined fire. Yeah. You deal a further 14 points of damage to him.
Huge!
Yeah.
He's
basically cooked.
He's basically dead.
So they go.
Yeah. What sixth level spell do you have?
I have Blade Barrier, Create Undead. That sounds good.
What's Blade Barrier do?
I don't know.
Does it create like a barrier of swords?
Well, here's the one that's intriguing me the most. Hero's Face.
Give that to your...
To the giants.
Maybe eat them.
Yeah. Distract them with food.
Yeah.
Then they'll just let us traipse into their kingdom.
They are drunk.
They love a fade.
Mm, and lots of big bellies. That's what they say about giants.
Big bellies love a fade. Cunts.
Ugly. Dumb.
Stupid to look at.
Yeah.
Bad to think about.
Make me personally, Joel Dusha, sick.
Yeah, absolutely. Too tall. Put some pants on.
Yeah, put that dick away. It's filthy.
Sorry, I'm trying to work out how much damage you just took.
Who's us or
no,
one of
us? No, that'd be Chris Sparkle.
Chris Sparkle, our champion at the front.
The hero's feast himself.
Yeah.
Last.
Sup upon me, heroes. I'm still lactating. Still.
You never stop.
I never stopped.
I just like forward. How I'm dying. Yeah. You also have a medical condition.
I never stopped lactating. And people are like, when did you start lactating?
Always.
And I'm like, what do you mean?
The same time everyone starts.
Yeah. I started lactating.
Conception.
Yeah. From
Chris,
when I was
you
born.
Take 90 damage.
My fucking God.
I would have killed me.
You're on 31 hit points.
Fabulous.
Was that, just for argument's sake, was that like a high hit? Like, is
that
it,
was decent. That was decent.
So they rolled well. That wasn't just...
They rolled pretty well, okay. Yeah. Okay. They rolled pretty decently. Okay. I would say definitely above average.
Okay. Well, that's good fine to hear. Then. It's nice to know that average hit wouldn't kill me in one hit.
Wouldn't you, me?
So that was their turn.
Both of their turn.
Chris Sparkle, it's your turn.
Hey, what does Hero's Feast do?
Hero's Feast? What level spell
quick
is it?
Question.
Six.
Yeah,
six.
Just a quick, sneaky,
a quick, sneaky level. Hero's Feast question.
Hero's Feast. I don't know. It says right here, sixth level, Hero's Feast, cleric, 10 meters, 10 minutes.
Eat fast.
It takes ages. Never mind.
Start casting it now.
Okay, don't worry about that. If it's going to take 10 minutes, I don't have the time.
Oh, maybe you got Eve's to
It makes a feast.
Okay. I'll channel...
It would take you 100 rounds to...
Okay.
No, sorry. Wait.
10 rounds, isn't it? Not
100. No, that's a minute. So how many minutes? 10 minutes. Yeah, no, 100 rounds. Yep.
Great. No, I'll channel divinity and invoke duplicity. Make a lot of me. And as we each come out, I'll be like, a crow took my penis. A crow took my penis as like a new one spawns.
Yeah.
I don't know how many duplicity boys I can make, but however many is max. Sorry, a crow took my anus because I can't do consonants, you know?
You create
one. It's a ventriloquist dummy. Wait, yes, I can. I create one.
A crow ate my penis. That's the one.
I was
expecting there anyone, more.
You can have it standing within 30 feet of you. Do you care where?
In front of a giant.
In front of you as well?
Yes. Well, no, behind under them. A giant. Behind between his them. Legs.
All right.
Good.
What's you know, hoping he's going to smack himself in the dick with a club or something to get rid of this?
Yeah.
It's a good tactic.
Hope he swings down, nuts himself, has to lie down for a bit and we can
get
him back.
Do you want
to
do anything
back.
Else?
Can I get him to mime swinging the mace at the giant's penis?
You absolutely can.
Well, I'll do that then.
All right.
Can he say anything? Can he be like, yeah. I'm going for your penis?
I'm going for your penis and balls! With my hot mace! Then swinging up. Do you think you'd attack that? If it was between your legs?
Yeah.
I'd be like swatting away at that thing.
I don't want a hot mace on my balls. I know I hit myself in the balls. Time for a quick lie down.
Yeah. Maybe all right. A hero's face.
Yeah.
Quick kip to make the old penis and balls feel better.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so that was your turn.
Great. Mm.
Then it's Adam's turn again.
Forrest's
turn. Forrest Barlow, yeah.
Yeah, Forrest Barlow.
Adam Forrest. Casts. What's he going to cast? God. Maybe he thinks that you guys are clever to try and target just one of them.
Sure.
So he casts Melf's Acid Arrow.
Melf's?
Melf's. M-E-L-F.
This is M-I.
Mother Ed like to fuck.
Mother Ed like to fuck.
Mother Ed like to fuck.
Well, Zamas became a request. That's unpleasant.
A shimmering green...
Sorry. Stepmother.
Yeah, well, now it's hot.
Now it's porners again.
A shimmering green arrow leaps forth and strikes that giant. It cries out in pain and takes 9 points of damage.
Don't do that.
9 points of, oh no.
And they did 90
90 quick points. Sneaky cheeky points.
Yeah. The arrow continues to burrow its way into the giant. Quite clearly it's going to keep doing damage.
Well, no, thank you.
Mm.
Then it is Chad, your turn.
Hey Chad, I've got here's a suggestion for you.
Yeah.
So you know you have a deck of illusions.
Yeah.
You ever heard of the game 34 pickup?
I have heard of that game.
I believe it takes an action to draw a card.
But if you just huck them all.
Yeah, you can throw a deck.
I don't think anything happens when you do
that. D&D's no fun. That's lame.
I drop the cards, my pants fall down, I do a fart.
The magic deck
happens.
Only functions if the cards are drawn at random. You can use an action to draw a card from random. Yeah, it's an action to draw a card.
Well, Dusha, look, it's not as fun, but you could just stand on the edge of the battlefield doing this.
Completely forgot to give you the good boy cards in case
such a thing comes relevant.
No, all right then.
We have not been good.
I'll give myself a bad boy card then. Anyone want a good boy card?
Nah.
Nah?
You can attack three times whenever you take the action attack on your turn. Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, why don't you do that, coward?
I'll attack three times.
Yeah. That's three chances to hit the giant.
You should have been attacking three times with your longbow. Would you like to attack five times because you didn't attack three times last turn?
Yes. I would like to fire five arrows at the same giant's dumb fucking head.
Yeah.
All right.
Ah!
Hit.
Ah!
Hit.
Ah!
Hurts you.
Critical hit.
Hey, crit. I really liked, I mean, the listeners didn't see that, but Dusha's mime was great because he had the bow up really close to his face and it seemed like the bow and arrow was tiny. Do you know what I mean? Like, it seems like it was about like the size.
Like little, so it was like the size of your doll.
Yeah, like the size of my talking doll, and you were pulling it back not very far and firing it, and somehow it hurt every time.
Between the shoulders, ear. Maximum damage.
Painful
for that
little
attack.
Bow.
So you deal two. You deal. Minus three. 2, 4, 5, 3 damage.
3 damage.
Oh, yeah.
That maximum two, was five, four, was it?
Five.
Yeah. I did 5 damage last turn with 1 arrow, and with 5 arrows, I've done 3 damage. Is that right?
In total, this turn, you've done 6, 11, 14 points of damage.
That's not bad.
Jay,
I mean,
you have action surge and other things, so you could, like, fire again 3 times.
I'm gonna.
Are you gonna use action surge?
Yep.
All right.
It's good that you've both used up your action surge.
We need to do it now. Yeah. Or else
are we saving them
you're
for?
You're right. I'm stupid.
Also, imagine watching me just fire 8 arrows very quickly.
Yeah. Another critical hit.
Hey!
Another 5 damage. Sorry, 3 coming that way.
1 point of damage.
Yes.
Then, because you need to actually deal 1, you actually technically deal 0.
Yeah.
But you, if you hit, need to do at least 1 point of damage. Right in the kisser, maximum damage, and the target cannot speak for 6 rounds.
Whoa!
Thank
shut
goodness.
Up.
The arrow has gone through the lips of the giant.
So you deal another 6 points of damage in total.
Is the giant dead yet?
No.
Oh,
he's probably more than halfway though.
Hey!
That's not great.
He's probably looking pretty wounded.
Yeah,
I haven't been touched.
Yeah.
He's been turned into kind of a pincushion.
He's full of
arrows, looking like a big fuckwit.
All right. If that was your turn, Disha, then it is. Chad. It is your turn, Raymond.
So I'm an Eldritch Knight. What does that mean when I attack? Can I do spells as well?
You can, as an action or as part of an action, you can also bonus action attack with a simple spell. Okay. I think a simple spell being a spell that does not require any more than an action, and I think is a cantrip.
So he probably couldn't do attack with a sword, hero's face.
No.
Alas.
Let me find where it is. When you use your action to cast a cantrip... Oh, sorry. So when you can make one weapon attack as a bonus action. So you can cast a cantrip and then fire your bow if you want.
Okay.
As a bonus action.
Okay. Is chill touch...
Oh, wait. Do you have a bow?
Yeah, I do.
A long bow. You do? Bow. Where is it? I can't find it.
I've got 20 arrows, though, so that's pretty good.
Oh, no. How many arrows have I...
You got 20 arrows, I could only assume.
Now I've only got...
Mark them down.
Yeah.
You've used six. Attention.
No, I haven't.
He's used eight.
Nine. Ten. Nine.
No, nine, all up.
Yeah, you mark
them
down.
That's so funny.
I'm down to 11.
Okay. So is chill touch is a cantrip?
I believe it is, yes. Oh, so sick. Would you like to chill touch and then fire an arrow?
Yeah. Boop, that hill giant.
Chill touch... What's that? 8 plus 6 is 14. I believe a 14 is a hit. Are you attacking the north or the south one?
The one that's a pincushion.
That's the south one.
Yep. You attack that one, and you hit with the chill touch, then you miss with the bow, unfortunately.
Yeah, 19.
Hey,
that's
the sound
of a missing bow, yeah.
Am I going to get hit again?
Your chill touch does 17 points of damage.
Holy shit!
What a powerful boy!
Yeah, man.
That hill giant is definitely in a rough place.
Yeah. He should go.
Yeah, he should probably just leave.
Yeah, he should be like, fellas, misunderstanding.
Maybe I'll ask him, like, do you want to go?
I'm about to go to
a doctor. Right, I'm a head out.
I'm a head out. That's what the giant should be saying. The meme.
It's the hill giant's turn.
Adam, do I have any actual good, like, powerful level spells? Out of curiosity.
Do you not have a spell list?
Do I?
I do.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, I haven't looked in.
Yeah, there's a lot of pieces of
that. Oh! It'll be like the last one, yeah.
Oh, that rules!
You have 4 first level spells, 3 second level spells.
Aha, uh-huh, all right.
You have the acid arrow thing that Adam was using before.
I got disguise.
I have a snowball sword.
You're already doing it.
Yeah, I'm looking like a half and it looks like a giant.
Yeah.
All right. Charm person. And I'm going to do it.
All right, and then it is the hill giant's turn, about to call them snow giants. The giant that had been hit with the acid arrow before takes a further 6 points of damage.
What an idiot.
As the acid continues to burrow its way into the giant, you hear a lumbering sound from the... So the room beyond these giants, you can see there's like a corridor that leads somewhere. You can hear noise coming from that corridor. You can tell that something's barreling its way towards you.
Probably going to come and cheer us on.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Boys, you did it. That's what I was going to say. You found the perfect place to die, but then conquer.
Unfortunately, there's no more luck checks in this game. It's just the worst thing possible happens, and the illusion does not... For the hill giants. They attack you again.
Oh, all right. Yeah, good. The hill giants are like, I know nothing's batting at my penis like a cat.
Well, that hill giant can't actually see because you put him underneath. Between his legs and it's not real.
He can't physically feel it. That's fair.
Makes you think.
Time to die, I guess.
All right, I'm a head out.
All right. I'm a head out.
What's your armor class?
It's 14.
The first attack, surprisingly, is a miss.
I like to think it still hits me. My armor's just that good. And I reverberate like a bell. Boom.
Second attack will be also a miss. Third attack is a hit. Odds or evens?
Evens.
Evens? Oh, wait, no.
Would you rather say highs and lows?
You didn't put the illusion. Yeah. Never mind. You get hit.
Ah.
Get hit, we say dung. High body or low body?
Yeah. What part of the body, Adam?
You get hit two more times.
In the
90 damage each? So dead I never existed. So dead you forget, it was always just the two of us. That motherfucker is dead. Deader than a dead man.
I was rolling odds or evens because there was a 50% chance that they would hit the illusion instead of you thinking it was you, but you didn't put the illusion next to you, so that's not happening.
That's crazy.
You're about to get hit so hard you never existed.
Yeah. I'm going to be erased from history. I'm going to be that dead.
And it's
so dead
be...
I never had a bloodline. No parents, nothing.
not that bad. Relax. Oh, okay. 20.
Oh, that's good to hit. 20. That's fine. I got 30 hit points.
31, 35, plus 50. 40, 50 damage.
It's all right.
You're not outright dead.
It's not too bad.
Because the rule is if you take double your health in one hit, right, you die instantly. Is that?
So the rule is if... So they dealt 50 points of damage and he had, what was it, 31 hit points?
Yeah.
So his maximum health, what was your maximum?
121.
121. So if after the damage had taken off those 31 hit points, if there'd been 121 damage left to go, then he'd be dead.
Okay. Yeah. So it's hard to die in one hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It like used to be a lot easier. It used to be a lot easier.
Well, all right, I fall unconscious. That's correct. Dung, dung.
Your illusion ends because you can no longer maintain it.
Oh, what? And
we just hear, a crow stole my penis.
My little talking doll's standing over my dead body,
Chris
hands
Sparkle,
on
Sparkle, you receive one failed saving throw.
To just outright die in the first encounter wouldn't be shocking.
Very funny.
It would be exactly as to be expected.
Back to the top, Adam is realizing that this is getting quite dangerous.
Come on, Forrest, we got this.
Yeah.
So he's going to cast a more powerful spell. Excuse me.
You're excused.
Yeah, that's okay, dude. Burps are fine. Mm. Good even.
We openly encourage him here. Isn't that right, Jackson?
Yes.
If there was a small ball of snow before, there is a large roiling cloud of snow now. It consumes both of the hill giants. They both fail their constitution saving throws. I'm going to take 10d6 damage.
Ooh.
Well, all right.
That could be up to 60 damage. Then wow.
That'd be one hill giant truly dead.
Maybe.
No. 20. 30.
What's a ventriloquist dummy's mouth look like?
Kind of 37 like, damage.
It's like a mouth flap.
It's a mouth. Imagine a bottom lip, but then there's lines straight down to the chin.
That's right. All right.
One of the hill giants collapses.
Hey!
And you hear it hit the ground with a solid thud. With one of the hill giants down, can our heroes salvage this monumental fuck up and survive? Hint, the answer is probably no, but find out next time on The Plumbing Boys Play/Ruin Against the Giants.